Jewish Datelines.
Good evening. You're listening to Jewish Datelines. This is a show about Jewish people marrying other Jewish people. You could be Litvish, Hasidic, modern, or secular. All you have to do is be born to a Jewish mom, and then this show is for you. So, Baruch Hashem, we've had a lot of good response from this show, and this show is a new show in the five borough areas on the radio. Actually, you guys have been listening to me for 19 months in the Rockland County. We have a show on Thursday night in Rockland County, and you'll actually be hearing us tonight, too. If you're listening to us in Rockland County, you'll be listening to us on 1300 WRCR AM. If you're listening to us in the five boroughs, you'll be listening to us on 620 AM, Talk Line Communications. So that, because we're merging two radio stations, and we've been working on this for months, and we're hoping we got everything down. So anyway, but Baruch Hashem, we have 14 couples dating in our Rockland County show, and we have two couples dating in our show tonight. So first of all, we have a very sharp half hour. So let me give you a few rules for the show, and let's get this show rocking, because actually, this is a show about Jewish people marrying other Jewish people. And the first couple to get married off the show wins prizes towards a wedding. And next week's show, I'm going to start to describe what some of the prizes are. Now, first of all, take down this number. If you want to participate in the show, the most important number you should have is 845-624-1300. Again, the number is 845-624-1300. So if you want to get in here, and it's 12:03 now, and we go off exactly at about 12:29 and a half. We're pretty punctual on this show. So this is a chance, if you're listening, to put in a live personal ad. And if you're religious, we'll ask you questions going in a certain direction. And if you're secular, we'll get you questions in another direction. For instance, if you're religious, I'll ask you what's your hashkafa, what's your background, what type of boy or girl you're looking for. And if you're not religious, I'll ask you what is your livelihood, what's your educational background, and what kind of boy or girl you're looking for. Basically, this is a live personal, and what's so special about Jewish Datelines is when you hear a voice, okay? Now, you're hearing my voice right now. You're making an opinion of me, whether rightfully or wrongfully. And then you get an idea. And then when someone calls in, you get an opinion of that person, whether rightfully or wrongfully. Once you hear someone's voice, they become real. They become tangible. Oh, my engineer told me right away we have our first call, but let me just finish. Hold on for a moment. I want to finish my thought, please. Baruch Hashem, we're coming in early tonight. So anyway, what I'm saying is when you hear someone's voice, you get a feeling and essence of who they are. But then when we go through a few questions, you decide, would this be someone I'd want to date? Or maybe this wouldn't be someone I'd want to date. It's not like traditional matchmaking where the person goes on, to a shachin and you're on a list and, you know, everyone's the best boy and the best girl, and it's not like internet dating where you got a lot of email buddies. You know, maybe if you're lucky, you get a cup of coffee out of it. Proportionately, they're pretty small. How many people have met on the internet dating sites, considering how many people proportionally are signed up on them. Now, we're going to be a lot of people's way to get married, but we're not going to be everyone's way. We're just trying to do our small part. So, and by the way, let me just give you one extra rule. No mothers, brothers, fathers, uncles, sisters can call in for anybody else. Just the person who's single, the person who's in the matzav. So I think we're ready to take our first call in. Hello?
Yes?
Yes, who am I speaking to, please?
My name is Josh.
Josh, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Okay, where'd you hear about our show?
Oh, actually, my friend suggested it to me.
Okay. Where do you live?
I live in Brooklyn.
Brooklyn's a good place. Josh, how old are you?
I'm 33.
Have you ever been married before?
No.
Okay. Are you a Cohen?
No.
Are you religious?
Yes.
Okay. Are you from birth or what we call a Baal Tshuva?
No, I was from birth.
Okay, great. And let me ask you a question. What kind of background do you come from? Like a yeshivish background?
No, not yeshivish.
Okay.
More like a YU.
You're more modern.
Yeah, more modern. Okay. I don't look at myself as modern.
Well, how do you describe yourself?
I think I'm the epitome of the right Jew.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so let me ask you quickly. What kind of young lady are you looking for, please?
I'm looking for around, like, 21. So oh, man, 21. Good looking.
Okay. Wait a second. You're 32 and you're looking for... let me hear attributes. Like, are you looking for a shy girl? Are you looking for an outgoing girl?
More of an outgoing girl.
Okay. And let me ask you a question. Are you Kova Etim? Do you learn?
Yeah. I'm the epitome of the right juice. Of course I learn.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to ask you a little bit more questions, a few more questions, because then we're going to have to go on to our next caller.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know, have you dated a lot?
Yeah. Not overdated, but, you know, I did.
And so you feel more comfortable in an Orthodox young lady, right?
Yeah.
And someone who's modern. Do you go to movies or watch television?
Movies?
Mm-hmm.
No Jews should go to a movie.
Okay. That's some people's positions. I guess some people might have said the community may agree with you on that one.
Mm-hmm.
And let me ask you something about you, a little odd. What do you do for a living, may I ask?
I don't have a job. I learn all day.
Okay, so you're a Kollel man?
What?
You go to Kollel? You learn?
No, I'm not married. You have to be married to go to Kollel.
Well, it depends where you live. In Muncie, they have a few people I know that are not married in Kollel because they're very, very top. All right, so let me ask you a question. And what other hobbies do you have outside of yeshiva?
I like playing violin.
Mm-hmm.
I like singing.
Okay.
And, I'm an artist also. I like drawing.
Okay. So, all right, so let me... now, do you like the outdoors at all?
Outdoors?
Mm-hmm.
No, I like swimming, if you consider that outdoors.
Yeah, if there's an ocean involved, I consider it outdoors.
Yeah.
All right. So, okay. We're speaking to Josh. Josh is a 32-year-old...
33.
33-year-old young man. He's looking for a girl 21 to... What's the top age, please?
22.
No. All right. So, in other words, if I have a girl tonight who is 25 years old and she's a doll, and she calls and she's interested in you, you don't want me to connect you?
No.
You're very you're limiting yourself quite a bit.
Yeah, I like to, you know, if I find the, you know, the right one, I think will come.
All right, you know what? I'm going to want to talk to you a little bit off the air, so I want you to call back after 12:30 if that's okay. But listen,
okay.
So I thank you for calling, and hopefully this will be the right vehicle for you to meet your Richter Gazivik. If you're interested in Josh, he's a 33-year-old man, and he is not a Cohen. He's never been married before. And he's looking right now, he thinks, for a girl 21 to 22. He doesn't give us a lot of flexibility, ladies out there. So it's a little tied in over here. But he learns. He's not working because he's learning. And he has various interests. He's on the artistic side. And if you're interested in him, please call us at 845-624-1300. Again, the number is 845-624-1300. I want to thank Josh. Girls, that's how easy it is. And if you're interested in Josh, please call us and you'll give your phone number to our trusted engineer, Neil. And then we give that information over to our official chaplain of the show, Mrs. Debbie Leibowitz of Borough Park. And if everything checks out, we make a match. And if not, we continue. So that's that. So it's so simple. So you got to get in it to win it. And again, the number is 845-624-1300. So, okay, we started our show about 2.5 months ago. And we have two couples already dating, Baruch Hashem. And it's nice. Now, we've had religious people call in and not religious people call in. Again, the rules, as long as you're born to a Jewish mom, the show is for you. And it's a live format to present yourself. So, that's it. And, again, in the past 2 or 3 weeks, because this is a new show in the New York area, so a lot of people who have very loving relatives, and my engineer's been getting inundated with calls from relatives that, you know, they have a sister and they have a brother. Well, if you're interested for that brother or that sister, then you should have them call our show at 845-624-1300. Because we're trying to be your vehicle, we're trying to help you out, and we're trying to help do our small part in the Shidduch crisis. By the way, you can see our ads in the Jewish Press and Luach.com. They've been very supportive to our show. And I'm supportive to both Luach.com and Jewish Press for their support and helping people get married. It's beautiful. So, anyway, right now it's 12:12, and my engineer is speaking to another person I think wants to come on. So we're going to decide that in a few moments. But are we going on? Okay, I think we're going to go actually to a commercial break right now. And then I think this call is going to have to be a little bit patient, and so we'll be back. Do you know where the hippest, most trendiest, yet sneakiest of clothes is? Unique Boutique, located at 1424 Coney Island Avenue in Brooklyn, New York, is the place to go. Unique Boutique has been dressing women for over 30 years, and the service is second to none. Unique Boutique has from sporty attire all the way up to Hasana attire. If you want to look your very best for Yom Tov, and the holidays are coming up, ladies, you need to go to Unique Boutique for all your fashion needs. And if you want to give them a call, it's 718-258-9013. Again, that's 718-258-9013.
Are you looking for a nice restaurant with live music? Visit Benny's Grill and Fine Dining, 1785 Ocean Avenue, between Avenues M and N, in Brooklyn, New York. They close late at 11 p.m. Benny's Grill also does parties up to 80 people on premises. Benny's Grill does parties, and they specialize in bar mitzvahs and bris. Call Benny's Grill at 718-787-0080. That's 718-787-0080.
Do you hear strange noises and it's not in your head, but it's in your car? Then it's time to call Arnold's Mobile Auto Repair, located in Spring Valley, New York. Arnold's Mobile Auto Repair will take care of all your car needs, from brakes, shocks, struts, engine repairs, heating and air conditioning, and much, much more. Arnold's Mobile Auto Repairs will come to you instead of you wasting valuable time in a repair shop. Arnold's Mobile Auto Repair has been serving cars in New Jersey and New York for almost 20 years. I have personally used Arnold's Mobile Service, and he's the best deal in town. So don't put off fixing your car today. Call Arnold at 845-707-0286. That's 847-0286. Okay, we're back, and if you're tuning in, you're listening to Jewish Datelines. This is a show about Jewish people marrying other Jewish people. You could be Litvish, Hasidic, minor, secular. All you have to do is be born to a Jewish mom, and the show's for you. We have another caller. We're going to take our caller now. Hello?
Yes?
Hello, who am I speaking with, please?
This is Penina.
Penina, how are you, Penina?
I'm doing good, Baruch Hashem.
Okay, how did you hear about us?
I was actually just flipping through the channels.
You were flipping through the channel?
Yeah, I do that sometimes when I'm bored.
That's the beauty of talk radio, huh? All right, let me ask you a question. Have you ever been married before?
No.
No.
I'm 21.
Huh?
I'm only 21.
Okay, and, all right, and can you tell me what you're looking for in a gentleman, please?
I'm looking for an older, mature person.
Okay.
He wants to learn, but he knows how you know, current events and stuff. You know, I don't want some person that just doesn't know what's going on in the world.
Uh-huh. Okay, and you say you're 21?
Yes.
Okay, and, all right, and are you Shivish? Are you modern?
No, I wouldn't say either one.
Mm-hmm. So how are we going to put you together if we don't kind of know? Like, I mean, in general, if you're, are you religious from birth?
Yes.
You are religious from birth.
Yes.
Okay. And, okay. Hold on one second, please. We have a lot of phone calls coming on just exactly when you're here. All right, so you're 21 years old. You're religious from your birth, but you don't really have a particular background?
Well, I am not from such a yeshivish family, but I like to say, like very from, you know? We keep kosher, of course, you know? I went to base Yaakov, and it was good.
Mm-hmm. All right, and, okay, and... Let me hear some of the things that keep you busy during the day.
Well, I'm a teacher, and I'm also an artist.
Oh, that's the second artist we have on for the night.
I was listening to the other one. It sounds very interesting.
Ah, so it's interesting, because if you listened also, that person said he was only interested in someone 21 or 22. He's very limited in his age range.
Well, maybe you could put us through.
You never know, but...
Yeah, that's so interesting, that person. What's his name again?
Hold on one second. I'm being distracted by my engineer because our show is very busy tonight. So, okay, hold on. I'm sorry about that, Penina. So, let me get back to a few questions because we have two other people on hold, and I would like to complete this interview if we can. All right, so, hashkafically, you wouldn't call yourself modern, you wouldn't call yourself yeshivish. You're kind of hard to pin down.
Well, what would you define yeshivish?
Person doesn't watch TV, doesn't watch movies, is big into learning.
Oh, I'm not big into learning. I don't watch TV.
Okay. It's a certain hashgafa. You know, it's pretty much right-wing and has right-wing ideologies without no mixed anything, pretty much. You know, no mixed seating.
Yeah, no. I would never have a mixed wedding.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty, so you want to tell us, besides being an artist, can you tell me any other hobbies that you may have?
Well, I'm not really that good at other stuff. I don't have such a good voice, so I don't see you. Yeah. I like the outdoors a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Hiking.
Alright, so let me ask you a question. If you were to describe the gentleman you're looking for, what would he be like?
He would be tall and handsome.
No, I mean hishkafically, Midos.
Omidos, he would be polite. He would never raise his voice at my kids, and he would be caring and loving.
Mm-hmm.
And he would do it the right way.
Okay, all right. So we have a little feeling for you, Penina. Listen, I thank you for calling in, and if you're interested in Penina, please call us here at 845-624-1300. Again, the number is 845-624-1300. She's looking for a gentleman a little bit older than her. I guess if you're yeshivish or modern, it could potentially fit. And that's it. Now it's 1220. And We have two more callers being patient, so that's that. Now, Panina sounds like a lovely lady, and everyone has to be a little bit patient because we're a little underhanded tonight. So, and we have a lot of distractions going on in the studio, so excuse me, but that's the beauty of live radio. You get to hear it as it comes. Okay, so that's that. So, okay, my engineer tells me we have another call. Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Hi.
Who am I speaking with, please?
My name is Chaim.
Chaim, how are you?
Baruch Hashem, very good. And you?
Good. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Flatbush.
Wow, we have a Brooklyn night going on. So far, it's a hazacha, three phone calls from Brooklyn. Let me ask you a question. How did you hear about our show?
Oh, my friend Sean told me he heard you guys in here.
Okay. Is the first time you're ever listening to our show?
Have I ever listened? No, tonight was my first time.
All right. So basically what it is, it's live personal ads, and you give either your first name or a fake first name, but no last names are allowed. And it's basically a live personal ad. So let me hear, what kind of young lady are you looking for, please?
Someone who is willing to work, not necessarily live so so luxuriously. Going to work. I'm currently right now in college, but I would like to go back to maybe college for a little.
How old are you?
23.
So we have a young night tonight. We have a 33-year-old, a 21-year-old, and a 23-year-old.
Seems like it.
Are you yeshivish?
I wouldn't say yeshivish per se, but I wouldn't say modern.
Okay, maybe you're what we call yeshivish modern, which is actually a blend of the two.
Not really that either. It's more like a sort of head screwed on straight sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let me hear the kind of young lady. By the way, are you a Cohen?
No, I'm not a Cohen.
Okay. Let me ask, what kind of young lady are you looking for, please?
Someone intelligent with a sense of humor.
Okay.
Mm.
So you want her a little bit more on the outgoing side.
Yeah, a little more on the outgoing side, and someone who also doesn't need, like, all the frills in life. Mm-hmm. Also be a little interested in cares, maybe.
Okay, great. Are you Lubavitch by any chance?
No.
Okay, because you said Kerev. Sometimes Lubavitch is very well known for that. Not that Lubavitch is the only people who do Kerev. But, all right, tell me a little bit more about yourself, please. Give me a little bit about your personality.
Let's see. I'm a guy. Went to yeshiva through high school in the Sadrash. I went to Shel for a year. Now I'm in college.
Mm-hmm.
Personality, I'm humorous, which is why I need someone with a sense of humor.
Okay.
A little sarcastic at times.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to brag, intelligent. Very intelligent.
Well. Okay, so I guess you'd appreciate a girl that's also intelligent.
Yes, I cannot deal with someone who is a little not so intelligent.
Alrighty, so we have a sense about you. Any activities like you like to do outside of learning?
I'm currently in college trying to become a psychologist.
Oh, good. So you're learning, like your Kovei Itzim, you have a Seder, and you have a Chavrusa, and you go to college as well?
Yes.
Beautiful. So,
I'm saying I'd also be interested in doing a little care from time to time.
Would you be okay with a girl who's college educated?
Of course.
All right. Gotta make sure.
More the better, I'm saying, because I don't know how much money I'll make in the beginning, so it's better to have a steady income coming from at least one side.
Don't worry. When you get married, Mitzvah Hashem, Hashem is going to help. You see, that's the issue a lot that keeps a lot of people, actually, it's like the Yetzer Hara. It tells people they don't have the right career, they don't have the right job, and that's why a lot of people actually put off getting married, and they become 20, 30, 40, and 50, and they're not married because the Yetzer Hara won. So you're young enough not to let the Yetzer Hara win. When you get married, Hashem's going to bless you, and you're going to see everything's going to work out. All right, so, okay, very nice, and...
There's just one thing.
Yeah.
I'm also a very big follower of Shlomo. I don't know how many girls be willing.
What, Shlomo Klaback?
Yeah, I'm a shy. It's part of the whole Kira thing.
Oh, okay.
Shlomo was the man, as the legend goes.
So, guys, for everyone who's listening tonight, is it Shlomo, right?
No, I am saying.
Oh, Chaim. I don't know why I put it down as Shlomo. I'm sorry. So, Chaim is a follower of Rav Shlomo Carback, and for our secular audience who is not aware of who Rav Shlomo Carback was, Carback was a very inspirational, deep, brilliant Illawir, a genius, but he was also a very musical person, and he was a very kind and loving person, and he reached out to a lot of people. So actually, we have three different people that called in tonight, and they all have a serious artistic streak. I noticed a lot of artists and musicians, when Rav Shlomo Carback was alive, used to like to go to his synagogue. That's the type of chevra in general. I mean, every once in a while, you'd see a doctor and a lawyer in there, which is more scientific, but he had a very artsy following. So I guess we have a certain vibe going on here tonight, which is beautiful.
As Shlomo says, you know, the people who never stop searching are like the real people. And a lot of times the people who realize that they don't have what they're looking for are the people who have a deeper insight on life, be it through music, be it through art.
All right. Well, so I really appreciate you calling.
Be it through Torah. A lot of times people have it through Torah also.
Well, all right, listen, we have to go right now. We could potentially get one more person in. I want to thank you for calling. And if you're listening to Chaim right now and you're interested in him, you can call us, please, at 845-624-1300, WRCR. You're listening to Jewish Datelines. And if you're listening in the five boroughs, you can listen to us on the Internet. You can listen to us on the Internet and... we can come on, and I think we're going to have someone sneak right in here for a quick hello. Hello?
Yes?
Hello, who am I speaking with, please?
My name is Yaakov.
Yaakov, let me tell you something. It's 12:27, and we literally go off the air in 2.5 minutes. I hate to do interviews so short, but if you want, we can say hello. And lucky for you, I have another show coming tomorrow. Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Muncie.
Muncie, then you're very lucky because our show is from Muncie tomorrow. So you can call us at on 1300 WRCR AM, and we have a show from 10 to 12 tomorrow night, or 10 to 11:30 actually. Sometimes we go a little bit over. And let's give you just a quick hello, because actually we're going to have to shut the show down in a minute. I just wanted to get to you.
Okay.
So will you call us tomorrow?
Yeah.
Because I want to have time to ask who you are, but I wanted to hear you. Let me just quickly hear, how old are you and what's your background?
I'm 26. I come from a yeshivish family. I went to Yeshiva Spring Valley. I work. I'm an accountant.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Listen, hold it right here. Do me a favor, and for everyone listening, if you wanted to get in tonight, because our phones are really busy, please call us tomorrow at 845-624-1300. We have two shows back-to-back. So, again, that's the only number anyone needs, 845-624-1300. But our show tomorrow on Thursday night in the Rockland County area can only be heard on 1300 WRCR AM. Everyone else has to either log on to the Internet, which is www.wrcr.com, or a special phone number, 646-519-5860, pin number 8574. I want to wish you a good Shabbos, and we have phones ringing. We're going to have to bring the rest of the show on till tomorrow. Have a good Shabbos, everybody.
Me, Yvonne, me. shan khoin avas avas alo nisois to
AM 1300, WRCR, Spring Valley.
WRCR is back to the business of business with the Business and Market Update every Monday through Friday morning at 9:15. Veteran business analyst Ken Mahoney offers an objective overview of where we are and where we could be headed through the course of the upcoming trading day. That's the Business and Market Report Monday through Friday, 9:15 a.m. on AM 1300 WRCR and WRCR.com. For a free copy of Ken Mahoney's Smart Investor Newsletter, call 371-0101. WRCR is actively seeking individuals who'd like to join our advertising team. If you're listening now, you know the WRCR is a vital communications medium, offering local information and programming to its listeners. In fact, we're one of the very few stations left in the nation that is strictly dedicated to presenting local news, traffic, weather, and discussion that relates